From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo is optimistic that trade value between Indonesia and the United Arab Emirates will increase 2 to 3-fold through the Indonesia-United Arab Emirates Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, IUAECEPA. Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi echoed the president's aspiration after accompanying him to welcome Ministers of State Foreign Trade of the United Arab Emirates, Tani bin Ahmed Al-Zayudi, at the Merdeka Palace on Friday, as reported by Antara. Indonesia will face a significant and complicated challenge in preparing for the 2024 general election when the president, regional leaders, the national and regional legislators will be elected simultaneously. Significant challenges and important tasks await electoral committees ahead. It was stated by Director General of Politics and Governance at the Home Affairs Ministry, Bahtiar, as reported by Antara on Friday. Bahtiar further said, the government must admit that the budget is essential to prepare any aspects for the general election, including the budget for IT system and election promotion. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati believes that the Freedom Study policy is capable of producing quality human resources in order to advance to Indonesia. The minister, during the signing of the MOU of the Freedom Study program on Friday, explained that the government is making efforts to improve the quality of human resources through a variety of methods on account of how important it is for a nation. Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya Bakar has stressed that Indonesia is working hard to realize its global commitment on tackling plastic waste and has taken several steps in that direction. As reported by Antara, Minister Siti Nurbaya, while attending a high-level dialogue at the invitation of the United Nations Environmental Program UNEP on Friday, said that Indonesia, at various levels of government, is working to realize the global commitment on tackling plastic pollution. Let's move on to the international news. Australia's most populous states of New South Wales reported a record of 1,533 locally acquired COVID-19 infection on Saturday, topping the previous high of 1,431 cases from a day earlier. The New South Wales Health Ministry said on Twitter that 4 more people have died in the current outbreak of the highly transmissible Delta variant, which began in New South Wales in mid-June. There are currently 1,041 people admitted in hospitals, with 173 of them in intensive care units. Chile on Friday reasserted its claim to undersea territory off its southern coast in dispute with Argentina, which has said Santiago's move violates international treaties. Chile last week officially laid claim to 5,000 square kilometers of continental shelf in the Drake Sea between Chile's Cape Horn, its mainland, and the South Shetland island of Antarctica. Chilean President Sebastián Piñera on Friday said the claim was legitimate and that the two countries had historically overlapping claims to 25,000 square kilometers in the area. The fate of Afghanistan's Panjshir Valley, the final holdout against Taliban control, hangs in the balance as heavy fighting continues. Taliban sources said that they had seized the area, but the resistance fighters they are battling denied this. As quoted by BBC.com, one of the resistance leaders, Amrullah Saleh, dismissed claims he had fled, but said the situation was difficult The fighting in Panjshir is reported to have left hundreds dead. That was the news. First news comes from Banjarmasin, South Kalimantan. Governor of South Kalimantan, Shabirin Nur, along with the province religious scholars, carried out an istighosah, or prayed together asking God for help so that they could be freed from disasters including the COVID-19 pandemic. The istighosah held at the Alkaromah Martapura Mosque on Wednesday also prayed for harmony, peace, prosperity, safety, and progress for the people of Banua or South Kalimantan. This religious activity was attended by a limited number of santri congregation by implementing health protocols while the public could also participate virtually. The next news comes from Trenggalek, East Java. The Trenggalek Regency government held a special event to commemorate the region's 827th anniversary last Tuesday. This event was carried out in a simple manner without the traditional large cone processions in order to maintain health protocols and prevent crowds at risk of triggering the transmission of COVID-19. Beginning with the procession of Trenggalek heritage and banners using a car procession, the ceremony was witnessed by the public from the side of the road and outside the pavilion complex. Regent of the Trenggalek Muhammad Nur Arifin in his speech ensured that the core procession, which was held with the distinctive nuances of Mataram culture, would still be carried out in full, as was customary in previous years. Residents could still follow the series of procession for the 827th anniversary of Trenggalek Regency online, either through the live broadcast on television, social media, or the Zoom application provided by the committee. Last news comes from Bogor, West Java. The team from the Integrated Islamic High School Ummul Qura, Bogor City, West Java, won second place in the Scientific Work Competition World Youth Invention and Innovation Award 2021 with the research of snails as hand sanitizers. The competition was attended by 377 teams from 34 countries. This was organized by Yogyakarta State University in collaboration with the Indonesian Young Scientific Association virtually from August 17 to 21st. Apart from Indonesia, participants in the competition included the United States, Saudi Arabia, South Korea, Turkey, Thailand, Malaysia, and Azerbaijan. The team supervisor, Sri Mulyani, explained the manufacture of hand sanitizers from snail raw materials was motivated by the current COVID-19 pandemic situation, which requires hand sanitizers. Snail shells are known to contain chitin, which can be converted into chitosan, which can kill fungi. In addition, many snails are found around schools and have not been used by the community.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with the event of September 4, 1948, when Queen Wilhelmina of the Netherlands abdicated. Queen Wilhelmina was the Queen of the Netherlands who reigned from 1890 to 1948. Her reign witnessed some events in the Netherlands and world history, namely the First World War and the Second World War, the economic crisis of 1933, and the fall of the Netherlands as a colonial ruler. Queen Wilhelmina is best remembered for her role in the Second World War, where she became an inspiration to the Dutch people. After the war ended, Queen Wilhelmina decided to move from the palace to a house in The Hague for 8 months, and she visited all across the country to motivate the Dutch people. On September 4, 1948, Wilhelmina handed over her power to her daughter, Princess Juliana, for health reasons. Next event was September 4, 1971, the accident of the Alaska Airlines Flight 1866. Alaska Airlines Flight 1866 was a commercial flight from Anchorage, Alaska, heading for Seattle, Washington. When it was landing on September 4, 1971, the aircraft crashed into a mountain in Hinesboro, near Juneau, Alaska. About 111 people died in the accident. It became the first accident of Alaska Airlines. It was also the worst accident in the United States history before the crash of Eastern Airlines Flight 66 on June 24, 1975. We end today in history with the event on September 4, 1988, when Google was founded. Google Inc. is an American multinational company engaged in internet services and products. Its products include search technology, web computing, software, and online advertising. Google was first founded by two Stanford University students, namely Larry Page and Sergey Brin, on September 4, 1998. Initially, the company was formed as a private stock company. Its initial public offering began on August 19, 2004. Google is widely known by many people for its reliable web search services. Well, listener, that was Today in History.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu. Maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao. 以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播，我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
yang kita harapkan, kita inginkan, tak selalu sama. Cerita tentang kita memang pernah ada, kelak masih sama. Ibuku pernah bilang, tak peduli siapa, yang penting bahagia.
To the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Ministry of Industry launched the Machine or Equipment Restructuring Program in the Fabric Refinement and Printing Industry to support the performance of the textiles and textiles product industry affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. This effort is also a part of the implementation of the Making Indonesia 4.0 roadmap. This was stated by Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita at the virtual launch and socialization of the Machine or Equipment Restructuring Program in Industrial Competition in Jakarta on Wednesday. Minister Agus Gumiwang also explained that textiles and textile products are one of the strategic industrial groups and national priorities according to the National Industrial Development Master Plan. This industry was a foreign exchange earner for exports in 2020, amounting to $10.55 billion, and it has served 3.43 million workers. Amid the pandemic, textiles and textile products are classified as a hard-hit industry. The Ministry of Industry is confident that the machine and equipment restructuring program will be able to increase the efficiency and productivity of the sector. This program is a follow-up of the one carried out in the textile, footwear and leather industry in 2007 and 2015. According to Minister Agus Gumiwang, the Ministry of Industry will again issue an incentive policy for restructuring machinery and equipment in 2021 so that the textile industry can upgrade its technology to increase efficiency and productivity. The 2021 program will focus on the fabrics improvement industry and the fabric printing industry as an effort to repair the weakest parts in the structure of the textiles and textile product industry. At the same time, it is also strengthening the capacity and productivities of the fabric industry in order to achieve the 35% import substitutions target by 2022. The Minister of Industry emphasized that this program uses government budgets that needs to be accounted for correctly, legally and transparently. Meanwhile, Director General of Chemical, Pharmaceutical and Textile Industries of the Ministry of Industry, Muhammad Kayam, explained, the implementation of the program was carried out by providing a replacement or reimbursement of a discount of 10% of the total investment in machinery or equipment originating from imports, or 25% for those who from domestic production. The budget allocation available in the 2021 fiscal year is 3 billion rupiah, with a target at least 6 companies participating in the program. If they get an additional budget, then their target can be increased. The machine and equipment restructuring program was also socialized through the Ministry of Industry's website.
Ku langkahkan kakiku, tak berharap temukan cintamu. Kamu, kamu, ya kamu.
Semuanya berbeda waktu pertama ku melihatmu. Kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta. Waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manismu.
Menggoda tiangkaku, akan kehadiran cinta. Ini kan namanya cinta pada pandangan pertamaku. Oh, yeah.
Kakiku ini berhenti tepat di hadapanmu.
Kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Ku tak ragu, ku tak bimbang untuk menjadikan kamu ratu, ratu di hatiku.
Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta. Waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manismu.
Menggoda
service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Listener, Brebes Regency in Central Java Province is famous for not only its red onions and salty eggs, but also its typical food that can make your tongue sway. One of the typical foods of Brebes City is sate blengong. The dish that has a special taste using local spices is guaranteed to make you addicted. Besides, this food is also guaranteed to have low cholesterol, so it's no problem for you to eat it. Indeed, sate blengong from Brebes is different from another sate in Indonesia. The main ingredient for sate blengong is a type of poultry from a mixed breeding between ordinary duck and mentok duck. Another difference is that the blengong skewers come from bamboo sticks whose size is larger and longer. The pieces of meat served are also larger like a thumb. One skewer of sate blengong has 7 pieces of meat. If you eat sate blengong, it will be more delicious if combined with ketupat. Ketupat is a food made from rice cooked in a package made of woven young coconut leaves. Usually, ketupat eaten with sate blengong has the size of a little child's thigh, so it has its own uniqueness to see the blengong sate seller while cutting ketupat into small pieces. Ketupat is then doused with a sauce made from coconut milk and given a variety of spices and herbs that are not too thick. Afterwards, it is given a sprinkling of crackers that have been kneaded and mixed with fried onions. When everything has been completed, the ketupat served with sate blengong is guaranteed to make you enjoy the taste. The price of each sate blengong skewer is different. Sate sate, which consists of skin and meat, costs 3,500 rupiah per skewer. Bone sate is only 1,000 rupiah, while the thigh part of the sate is 800,000 rupiah per skewer. The most expensive part of this sate blengong is the liver and gizzard, 10,000 rupiah per piece. But if you do not choose, one portion of sate blengong with ketupat is only 12,000 to 15,000 rupiah. Most people enjoy eating sate blengong in the afternoon. If you are in Brebes City, you can find sate blengong sellers in the square in the downtown of Brebes or at Pasar Batang. Listener, we end Indonesian Wonder for today's edition, which invites you to taste the culinary sate blengong from Brebes, Central Java. We'll meet again tomorrow from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Bye-bye!
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the world. Thank you.
Aku tak cinta isi hatiku, hanyalah sayang. Perasaanku tak lebih dan tak kurang menganggapmu sahabat terindah. Paksa dia di sana, persahabatan yang telah terbina, jangan ternoda oleh cinta. Bukan maksudku lukai hatimu, katakan ku tak cinta. Rasa itu tak pernah ada. Tarara, 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 tarara.
Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, Voice of Indonesia, welcome back to miscellany. Today, we will inform you about the irrigation based on the Internet of Things developed by the Agricultural Research and Development Agency. Stay tuned with us at www.voinews.id. The development of modern internet-based agricultural technology 4.0 is time to be implemented in Indonesia in a bid to improve the sustainability of Indonesia as an agricultural country. This aims to continuously meet the increasing food needs and to achieve the ideals of becoming the world's foodborne. One technology that can be applied is sensor and automation technology in the field of irrigation and fertigation, which is well known in Indonesia, especially in controlled greenhouse systems. Agricultural Research and Development Agency through the Center for Agricultural Mechanization Development, or BBP MECTAN, in 2019 developed a smart irrigation technology based on the Internet of Things. This technology was developed by a sensor system that reads the condition of the land in the form of conditions of soil water content and the surrounding environment, as well as a control system for turning on and off the irrigation valve by using a microcontroller that can be connected to web server. Data monitoring and control of the IoT system are carried out through the internet network from the web server with the address at www.smartfarming.litbang.pertanian.go.id. The server has programmed two actions that can be performed as feedback. First one is the automatic watering action if the data communication with the server shows the need for watering actions as set by the user based on the threshold value of the soil moisture sensor reading. The second action is that in addition to being programmed automatically, the web server also provides a remote watering feature that can be spontaneously clicked on by users from different locations. The internet-based control system using this web server allows for future development towards control features that can be used not only for watering, but also for providing nutrients and detecting soil fertility, and specifically connected with other plant growth elements. That was Mesalani for today. Thank you for listening.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata o mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Thank you.
kita kutemukan sesuatu yang membawa inspirasi baru. Mengapa semua serba jalan di tengah keramaian, mencari damai di kehidupan. Dan kini ku temukan sesuatu, alasan yang saling tak mengganggu. Kita kan sama manusia,
Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibakoikum til manazil.
Disaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je een masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Sapu Lidi to be sung by M. Rivani. The song Sapu Lidi, written like the lyrics of a rhyme, contains a deep message. This song is an encouragement for the heroes who are brave to fight and are ready to defend their country and nation. This song is sung by many Indonesian singers, although the author of this song is unknown. Here is M. Rivani with the keroncong song entitled Sapu Lidi. Enjoy listening to the song.
Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Solo di waktu malam, Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
It is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.